On Midwest Week, the Quad City Mallards celebrate their 20th anniversary. I'm Herb Trix, and my guest this week is Jeff Wendland, sports copy editor for the Dispatch and Rock Island Argus. And Jeff, going back to the beginning, how did it all start? How did professional hockey come here?
There was seemed to be a group of people that were interested in trying to get something going with hockey. And at that time, the Mark of the Quad Cities was a fairly new venue, and they kind of jumped on board. The thing was that originally the Mark did not have any facilities for ice, so they had to come in the first several years. They had kind of a makeshift ice-making unit, and it seemed like it came together really quickly, and it just it was a crazy thing because there were some people that were skeptic that it was ever going to take off, and there was others who thought, this is a great idea, and at that time, a matter of let's see what happens.
Okay. Now, this area really didn't have any sort of hockey tradition or hockey background, so why did it do so well at the start?
I wish I could tell you myself, because as I told it, we had one of our gatherings over the weekend. They brought me up to speak in front of all the players, and I said, I remember the days of when this first came into being, and our sports editor and assistant sports editor said, who knows anything about hockey? And I said, well, I watched the Blackhawks, and it just happened to be an Olympic year. And I said, I watched the Olympics this last year. And everybody else kind of sat there quietly, and they said, it's all yours.
A star is born.
Exactly. And I had no idea whether it was going to work or not. And for some reason, it did. And it just, the first season was kind of a hit and miss thing. I mean, there were some nights when they had great crowds, some nights when they had kind of mediocre crowds. But boy, by the end of that season, it had caught on, and it caught on like fire.
And tell me about the role of Howard Cornfield. Why was he so important at all of this?
Well, the first year they had an ownership group that really didn't have a lot of background in hockey and didn't have the guy that could come in and kind of stabilize the entire thing. And they went through three general managers, I believe, and they went through their assistant coach left about 2 weeks into the season, and they had about 60 players coming in and out, and the coach was a college coach and had never coached professionally. And Howard came in, and he had great success in the East Coast League. And he basically came in with a plan that we're going to be a winning team, and we're going to be a team that embraces the entire Quad Cities and gets the people involved. And he immediately he brought in a great coach and John Anderson, and then between himself and Matt Shaw, his assistant coach who came back from the previous year, and Howard, they were able to recruit an incredible team that second year. And the biggest thing is, more than winning, is that he made sure that the players were part of the community. They were out in the community all the time. I mean, if they had a hard practice, they still had to go out to, in fact, we were talking about the other night, the old days when they would go to Hardee's around the Quad Cities, and people would line up outside the door in the middle of winter to go in and just shake hands and get an autograph from these guys.
Now, one of the things that's always got my attention through the years, Jeff, was the players seem to really like playing here. And why is that?
Well, to know a hockey player is they're guys that are really down-to-earth people. I mean, they're most of them are from Canada and small towns or small towns in Minnesota and places like that. And they came to a place where it was like home. I mean, it wasn't a hustling, bustling place. And it was a place where the people embraced them and made them part of their families. And they all had host families it was amazing this past weekend to see the number of these guys that those host families were right there with them. And they were with them the whole weekend hanging out. And it was just like a son coming home. And it just, I think that was the key thing, that the players enjoyed it so much that I think there may be about eight of them that still live here. And those are guys from the very first and second year.
That's right. And one of the low points for hockey in the Quad Cities was what you might call the Calgary years. What was that all about, and why didn't it work so well?
It was one of those things that I thought, you know, this is great. As a hockey fan, I thought, this is great. We're going to get the AHL. It's a better brand of hockey. But you had to step back and look at it and say, 95% of these people that were showing up to games, to watch the Mallards didn't know the intricacies of hockey. They didn't care whether a guy could make a great pass or that there wasn't a lot, that the skating was so much faster and the hockey was so great. They wanted to see guys fighting. They wanted to see guys, you know, winning. They wanted to see a team that won 10-2. Well, we get the Calgary Flames come in, and they were an organization that was built on defense and defense and defense. And, you know, they were seeing 2-1 games and 3-2 games, and it was not what they wanted to see. It was what the hockey experts would say, you know, that's great hockey. Mm-hmm. But the hockey fans said, I want to see scores, I want to see fights, I want to see the craziness, and it just wasn't there anymore.
Yeah, it just seemed like the Calgary organization wasn't so attuned to the community. It was more like, here's some great hockey, we know you'll like it, as opposed to come on out and have some fun and there'll be some hockey too.
Exactly. They, you know, they came in and they tried to say all the right things of, oh yeah, we'll have our players out in the community and they'll mm-hmm. be, but they, you know, they went to schools and they did things like that, but they weren't out. The people that were wanted to see them, wanted to greet them, they wanted to be out at a bar and see them, you know, just out being part of the community, not just being out there as I'm out over here to stand and talk to you and probably get a paycheck for it. They wanted guys that, you know, would come up to you and shake hands with you and remember your name and talk.
Now, we talked about Howard Kornfield a moment ago and how important he was in the beginning years of the Mallards. And what about Jordan Melville? What's his role now and why is he important?
Well, at that point when Jordan Melville came in, it was a feeling that it was almost a dooming, that it was over. It was, mm-hmm. I mean, they had owner after owner after owner, and none of them really seemed to have that hockey knack. And Jordan Melville's a hockey guy. He's owned hockey teams, and he knows what hockey's all about. And he came in and he surrounded himself with good people. Bob McNamara, his general mm-hmm. manager and president, team president, is a great guy. He brought in Terry Ruskowski as a coach, who's a longtime hockey guy, who's been in this league, in the same league level. He was there during the Mallards' heydays in Knoxville, and he was able to bring back a little of that excitement. And you can see that it's coming along slowly. I don't know that you could ever come in and do what Howard Kornfield did in 1 year. I think that they're going to have to do it in four, five, 6 years. They're taking steps, and I think that he's got people believing that it's going to work again.
Now, Jeff, you and I have been around long enough to see some other teams come and go from the Quad Cities, the Steam Wheelers and the Thunder. How have the Mallards lasted 20 years?
You know, I think big part of it is the fact that the loyal fans who just basically said, we're not going to let this end. And the other real key, I think, is Scott Mullen, the executive director of the iWireless Center. He is a big hockey guy. He came here, oh, I want to say 15 years ago, and he had come from Nassau, the Nassau Coliseum in New Jersey, had worked with the New Jersey Devils, and he loves hockey. And he's kind of a guy that says, I'm not letting this end. I'm going to do whatever I can. And he's been really key. Howard Kornfield's been really key. He's come back 3 or 4 times since he retired or resigned from the Mallards post and come back for town meetings and things like that to try and help push to keep hockey back here, because I think he knows that this is a place that needs to have hockey. It's key. And I'd hate to see it leave, because I'd hate to see us have all three of the major sports teams leave and just have baseball. I think it's something we need to have something year-round.